It is 7 minutes past the hour, and welcome to a very special edition of Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And we have with us a gold standard. He's absolutely, his depth and breadth of experience is extraordinary. We have Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Dr. Kugelmass earned his medical degree at Harvard Medical School, did his residency in internal medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, and his cardiology and interventional cardiology fellowships at Beth Israel Hospital, Harvard Medical School. Dr. Kugelmass is board certified in cardiology and internal medicine, and his expertise is widely sought. As you can imagine, he frequently presents at national and international meetings, as well as publishing widely in JACC, Circulation, American Journal of Cardiology, and the Annals of Thoracic Surgery. Please join with me in welcoming Dr. Kugelmass to the program. Doctor, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you for having me.
And let me do two things here. One, I can congratulate you and the entire team. Please pass my congratulations on to our president and all of your great team members, because there's no question, everybody listening, I hear all the time how this program has saved lives and inspired people to go to Deborah Heart and Lung Center and to be checked out on a variety of different things and disciplines that you do so well at your facilities. And we all need healthcare at some stage in our life. And as we get older, we really appreciate more and more the quality healthcare such as Deborah Heart and Lung Center. So not only is it important to have access to healthcare that we need, but also healthcare that we receive should be of the highest quality. And I'm so pleased to report, not only is Deborah committed to providing quality care, U.S. News and World Report, the global authority in hospital rankings and consumer advice, has named Deborah Heart and Lung Center as a 2023-2024 high-performing hospital for, get ready, ladies and gentlemen, COPD, heart attack, heart bypass surgery, heart failure, and transcatheter aortic valve replacement. So this is huge, and obviously it speaks so well to Deborah Heart and Lung Center. I just wanted to begin our program with that, Dr. Kugelmass.
Thanks, Harry, and thanks. Yeah, the team has done an amazing job, and it's great to see it get recognized really at a national level. It is really a regional jewel, but it's got a national and at times international reputation. So
without,
it's a real testimony to what's gone on there since 1922.
It's so true, without question. Defining quality healthcare, defining quality in healthcare to be specific, is our topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Dr. Aaron Kugelmass. Quality is as important, you know, purchasing factor, like for everyday goods and services. We hear the term quality, quality assurance, and these different terms sometimes sounds even like jargon. But exactly what is quality in the context of healthcare? And obviously it's important, but why is it important?
So I think everybody will come up with a slightly different variation of that definition, Harry. I mean, I think I try to think about it as, what is the outcome of the healthcare that is being received, you know, and or being delivered? So, you know, how successful was the operation? Did it achieve its goals? Did the patient survive? Were there any, you know, untoward side effects? You know, any other risks? Was the drug effective in preventing, you know, whatever disease it is we're trying to prevent? Let's say, you know, coronary artery blockages. So it can be as simple as that. It gets very, very complicated in how we measure it, and there are lots and lots of different mechanisms by which quality in healthcare is measured. I think, you know, for many of us, you know, there are a lot of different rating agencies. You mentioned U.S. News and World Report.
Yes.
I can think of at least four or five others just off the top of my head, and there are many more beyond that. And they all measure quality in slightly different ways. And to be honest, many of their methodologies are proprietary, meaning they own them and they don't share them. So I think at the end of the day, the simplest answer is, you know, how well did the patient do? How well did the procedure go? What were the outcomes? And then we sort of take it from there.
The program is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and our distinguished guest this half hour is Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, Executive Vice President and the Chief Medical Officer of Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And our topic this half hour is defining quality in healthcare. So this is a big one. When choosing a hospital or a doctor, how should your listeners right now, who are your consumers, how should they judge quality?
Well, again, it sort of gets back to, you know, there are lots of different rating agencies or rating groups, so it can be challenging. I think one way to do it is to go with those that are tried and true. So U.S. News and World Report carries a very good reputation as a rating agency. I won't get into their methodologies. A lot of them have to do with reputation. So the hospitals that typically are ranked atop, you know, 50 or so have very high reputation scores. They also have very high outcomes or quality scores. Smaller hospitals, such as Deborah, have oftentimes, you know, almost equivalent outcome scores. They just don't necessarily have that national or international reputation. So U.S. News and World Report is a good one, particularly looking at the quality, you know, metrics and are they high performing. Then I think you can also focus on what is it that you're looking for. If you have cancer or think you have cancer, then you're going to want to go to a facility or health system that does very, very well in cancer. If it's heart disease, you want to focus on those rankings around heart disease. Within heart disease, do you need heart surgery? If so, that's where I would be looking. How well do they do in heart surgery? And there are different rating agencies or organizations that can help guide you. So if I were looking for who's really good at heart surgery, I would go to the Society of Thoracic Surgeons, or STS. I'd find them on the website. I would see how they ranked organizations, and I would see what the hospitals that I was looking at, where they fell out, and what type of heart surgery we're talking about. And you can always work with your primary care physician or other healthcare provider to help guide that direction as well.
When you
receive, word of mouth is also excellent.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot about quality has to do with patient experience. And if the people you know and love have had horrible experiences, you know, a one-off is one thing. But if everybody finds a particular hospital to be difficult to access and the attitude to not be becoming to these groups of individuals, then almost no matter how good the surgery is, the patient experience part won't be there. And that's critical as part of quality as well.
Sure. When they get great care and they come out and they tell people about the phenomenal care that they receive, whether it was a procedure or the surgery and the, you know, the care after the fact. You know, I'm thinking about these hospital rankings, and they're, as you say, so well, Dr. Kugelmass, there's all these different methodologies, and some of you don't even know they have their own proprietary analytics and things that they do. And you just know, you know, when you score high with them that you're delivering the goods. So there's all these different ways that they do it. A big thing in your world, though, doctor, is someone being treated, not having to return for the same thing in a short period of time, something like that. That's a big issue, isn't it?
It is. Nobody wants to go back to the hospital.
Yes.
Of course, if you need to go back to the hospital, you need to go back to the hospital.
Absolutely.
But what we call readmissions are looked at very carefully, particularly in certain things like heart failure or after surgery. But yes, readmission is one of the quality indicators that we look at. And, you know, there are a number of different rating agencies that look at that as well, including, you know, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. And you can go to something called Hospital Compare that's run by that organization, that part of our government, and they will tell you things about readmission rates and safety and quality.
You are listening to Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, the Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for Deborah Heart and Lung Center. On today's program, our star guest on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and we're talking about defining quality in healthcare. So continuing in that theme, what is the measure or impact of the care at Deborah?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, from whose perspective is always the measure or the impact. But we look at quality in many, many different ways. We look at quality using things called registries, where we see how our each and every one of our patients does and how that links clinically to what they had. That is then brought into these large national databases that are basically run by large organizations like the Society of Thoracic Surgery or the American College of Cardiology. And we look at how our patients did, and then we look at how our patients did in comparison to the rest of the country. And we use some very sophisticated models and computer methods to try to adjust for how sick our patients are. That activity of just looking at what you do and how your patients has done is got to be about 80 to 90% of improving quality right there.
Wow.
If you don't measure it, you're not going to improve it, right, Harry?
Yes, sir.
If you just say, oh, it's all great, because it's always great, then things aren't going to improve. And there's this other concept of continuous quality improvement, which means it can always get better. It doesn't matter how good it is today, it can always be better tomorrow. So we use these very sophisticated registries to drive us in understanding what we're doing right and what maybe we could do better, and how we compare with other organizations in the area, but also really across the country.
This is the only break that we will take during our distinguished doctor's time here with us on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, the Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The program is Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, and the topic this half hour is defining quality in healthcare. And when we come back, another really important area of discussion for Dr. Kugelmass to educate all of us. What does safety mean in the context of healthcare? And we have a whole lot more in our second half coming up right after this. Don't go away. With Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, I am Hurley in the Morning. This is WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Thank you. It's flying by, and I knew it would. This is a very important topic, defining quality in healthcare. It's Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, Executive Vice President and the Chief Medical Officer at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And we teased the question right before the break, but let me recast it. What does safety mean in context of healthcare?
Well, Harry, safety would be, there's a lot of overlap with quality, but safety in my mind is really the prevention of harm. And again, this overlaps with outcomes and how people do in the hospital. But I'll give you some examples of what I tend to think of as markers or measures of safety. And there are markers and measures of safety that a lot of different healthcare monitoring organizations follow. One would be falls. You have your heart bypass surgery. You're doing great. But you get up at night, you slip, and you fall. That's a problem. It's particularly a problem if you hit your head or you break your hip. So falls are a huge problem, particularly amongst our more aged patients. And as we all know, society is aging. So increasingly, this is something we monitor very carefully. And we go out of our way to try to prevent, right? Mm-hmm. Infections. Nobody wants to come to the hospital and quote unquote acquire or get an infection. So these are things we measure very, very carefully as well. Things we call hospital acquired infections, the infections that people leave the hospital with that they didn't necessarily come to the hospital with. And those can be related to the urinary tract or pneumonia or the GI tract or the use of IVs or other catheters. And I won't get into all the details. People can look them up. But hospital-acquired infections and their prevention is a real safety issue within American healthcare and something we work at every day and every night to try to minimize and actually prevent. And so we measure these infections. And these infections are then, again, using registries compared to what the industry standard would be or what would be expected for a hospital of a given size doing certain types of taking care of certain types of patients. And so we measure it and we compare ourselves and we look for opportunities to continuously make our care safer. And then we measure things that we think relate to safety. So we know that the biggest thing one can do to prevent infection is washing your hands. And so we actively monitor, literally having not spies, but unidentified monitors in the hospital watching who washes their hands when they go in and out of patients' rooms. And we then report them by the nursing unit or service area, and we look at these. And if it's not 100%, well, there's an opportunity to improve safety. So direct markers of safety like infections, and then what we would call surrogate markers of safety, things like hand washing and the like. So those are some examples. Others are security. You want to be taken care of in a environment that is physically safe for you, where people aren't, you know, exposed to some sort of violence or theft. It sounds mundane and it sounds somewhat simple, but these are things we work on every single day.
One of the things I've noticed, and especially in recent years, and it's not rushing anyone out of the hospital, but there used to be longer stays. I mean, I know someone very, very well who recently had triple bypass surgery. They were out in under 5 days. Remarkable when you think about how brief a time frame that is. So it's not like you're trying to kick, and I'm not saying it's always that way, but I can state that the person I'm talking about, it's that way because I'm very familiar with their case, and they're doing great. And in days gone by, that stay in the hospital following procedures or surgeries was longer. So again, it's not that you're looking to kick people out too soon, but it is remarkable the results that you're getting, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and it gets back into that safety issue. So we don't want to send anybody home before they're ready to go home. And, you know, there was a time if you had a heart attack, you were at bed rest for 30 days.
Yeah.
That was before they moved you around, okay? That was, you know, right before, you know, my lifetime. We have people having heart attacks coming and going in a day, and we're not sending them home because it's too early. We're sending them home because the treatment for a heart attack now is so remarkable that for people who show up early in the course of the heart attack and who have a certain amount of luck, you know, we're able to prevent damage before it ever happens. And so once we've opened up that artery and everything else is taken care of and people are on the right medication, what do they need to stay in the hospital for?
Exactly.
You know, they're safer at home. They're typically happier at home. They're at less risk of an infection at home. They're at less risk of getting disoriented and falling at home. So the shorter lengths of stay, I think, reflect the improvements in care, both from a pathway perspective and standardization perspective, but also from the technologies and procedures we can offer. But they're also geared at providing the safest care, because most people are safest when they're in a natural environment.
Such a great answer. And a reminder, Deborah Heart and Lung Center is accepting new patients digitally. So simple to navigate, demanddeborah.org, and you will easily see the and navigate from the hyperlink to scheduling an appointment there. Or you can call 609-354-5511, 609-354-5511. We are visiting this half hour with Dr. Aaron Kugelmass, Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer. I think this question sounds similar, but it's sort of a distinction with a difference in terms of measuring safety. That's important, isn't it? You know, you want to be perceived as safe. You want to be actually safe. You want to be recognized as safe. But to get there, you have to measure in many ways how safe you are, correct?
Absolutely. And we do. As do most hospitals. We measure how many, you know, urinary tract infections get acquired while someone's in the Deborah Heart and Lung Center. We measure how many certain types of bloodborne infections occur when they're in the Deborah Heart and Lung Center. We measure how many falls we have. And we look at this data continuously. We look for signals before, you know, when they say where there's smoke, there's fire. We want to find the smoke before there's a fire.
Yeah.
So we look for signals of safety issues before they become safety issues.
So important. Dr. Kugelmass, I mentioned in the very beginning when I was introducing you and congratulating Deborah on the U.S. News and World Report news. And for those listening, if you missed that, listen to the podcast later. But also, I can remind those maybe that heard it once or those that didn't hear it in the very beginning of the interview that Deborah Heart and Lung Center received from U.S. News and World Report, which is considered the global authority in hospital rankings and consumer advice. They were named Deborah Heart and Lung Center as 2023-2024 high-performing hospital for COPD, heart attack, heart bypass surgery, heart failure, and transcatheter aortic valve replacement. So that really obviously is very, very lofty, very impressive. Generally speaking, to add a sort of additional value to my specific comment about U.S. News and World Report, Dr. Kugelmass, how does Debora quality rank? How would you describe that?
I would put us, you know, it depends on what, again, it depends on what ranking system you use, but we are at the top of the heap, and I'm not trying to brag, I'm just trying to make a statement. I elected to come to Debora back in December of 2022, and the quality that Debora demonstrates and has demonstrated consistently, it's not enough to do it one quarter or one year, but to do it consistently year after year, is really quite remarkable. We are part of an alliance, a very elite group of hospitals that Cleveland Clinic has allowed to affiliate or align ourselves with. They measure our quality compared to themselves. They are number one consistently in heart and vascular care. And I can tell you, I go through our data and their reports, and we're right up there with them and the other really elite organizations that they've chosen to align themselves with. So this is not, you know, an aberration that it's the U.S. News and World Report. The same sort of quality and safety identification is coming through the Cleveland Clinic. It's coming through to what's called the Society of Thoracic Surgery that looks at different types of heart surgery. We are 3 stars, which is the highest in 5 of 6 categories and close to the 3rd in that 6th category. That is, it's like rare as hen's teeth. You're talking about 10% on 10% on top 10% on top 10%. So the heart surgery outcomes at Debora Heart and Lung are right up there with anybody in the country. And again, these aren't bragging rights. These are just facts.
And in fairness, I asked the question. So, and question asked, question answered. And I did write down the quote in my day timer because I don't want to forget it. Rare as hen's teeth. I love that. That was glib and that was funny. Dr. Aaron Kugelmass is our guest. It's Debora Heart and Lung Center. Presents their distinguished executive vice president and chief medical officer. And our topic, which obviously is extremely important, is defining quality in healthcare. And you've done such a great job doing that. We've got about 3-4 minutes left in the program. This is going to sound like I'm throwing another meatball at you, but I really mean it. And I think people should hear why this is so. Why should people come to Debora?
I think people should come to Debora for a variety of different reasons. And again, this isn't an advertising point. I think that the hard outcomes, the survival after bypass surgery, the survival after mitral valve surgery, the survival after, you know, other types of heart surgery or vascular surgery or TAVR procedures is as high as you're going to find anywhere. You know, and that includes New York and Philadelphia in terms of regional large centers. I think what really helps distinguish Debora is its culture. It's palpable when you walk in there, Harry.
Yeah.
It's a different place. It's small. It's family. There is a family quality there that pretty much everyone identifies, whether they're providers, patients, family members of patients, that is just hard to duplicate in a large 600 to 1,000 bed teaching hospital. And so that culture is imperative because, one, it drives that quest for quality and for safety, but it also drives the patient experience. And again, not bragging rights, but, you know, the government monitors the experience of patients in hospitals. It's mandated because that's part of the quality. If you don't have a good experience, you're not going to comply with what we suggest you do. And so that is another quality metric. And Debora has basically amongst the highest patient experience scores in the country. They're in the top decile, the top 10%. And in New Jersey, they're typically in the top 1% to 2% compared to other New Jersey hospitals. You know, people in the Northeast are a little bit more demanding than some other places. You know, and I can say that as a Connecticut Yankee in Northeastern. But you know, this is important. So it's not just the medical care you're getting, it's the experience you're having around it. And that totality of that dictates how you're going to do. So that patient experience is really, really important. And DeBora was just recognized this week as one of two hospitals in New Jersey, one of two, and there are many hospitals in New Jersey that are highly ranked by the federal government as likely to recommend, where patients are going to say, this is where you want to go, based on their experience, not necessarily based on quality outcomes, but based on their experience. Do the nurses listen to them? Do the doctors listen to them? Were the medications explained? Did people meet their needs? Those are the types of questions that organizations like Press Ganey are asking for the federal government.
In 30 years of hosting your TV show and your radio show and talking to literally hundreds, probably more, of your patients that I have referred that have gone for sleep issues, lung issues, major heart surgeries, every single one has said the world-class environment, which really is, it's nice to hear, and it's especially nice to be able to say when it's true. And then you tied in the fact that, and you didn't use the word boutique, but you used smaller. And you, when you put world class in, when you have that level in terms of, you know, scale, size, scope, I think it is just next level impressive. And we've had many people, Dr. Kugelmass, on this program that have called in and said, DeBora Heart and Lung Center saved my life. And that is, for me, I think that's as good as it gets, and I really appreciated everything that you said during this interview this morning on the topic of defining quality in healthcare. And let me give you just a closing comment of your choice. Time is yours.
I want to thank you, Harry, for the opportunity to speak with the community. As I indicated, I'm new to this area. I feel as if I am incredibly privileged to have the opportunity to have my role at DeBora. It is, to your point, a world-class operation here in the middle of South New Jersey.
It is amazing. I mean, years gone by, years and years and years ago, people would be racing to go to another state. That's not the case anymore, is it, Dr. Kugelmass?
No, it isn't. And, you know, to my understanding, DeBora was the first place in New Jersey to do open heart surgery.
It's
way
true.
Back when.
That's a fact.
And one of the largest open heart surgery programs well into the 1970s, before open heart surgery became, you know, quote unquote, routine care, which is what it's viewed as now.
Amazing. Such an honor to present you. And I really appreciate the time spent. And the topic was so well presented by you. And continued success, and great to be with you.
Thanks ever so much, Harry.
You are welcome,
really,
sir.
Really appreciate being on.
I appreciate you. What a class act.